The Savior of the World, Volume 1, Book 3, Poem 5. Dost Thou Believe? We linger fondly o'er that gracious feast Venetian painter portrays, how gay guests hold breath amazed at wonder had been wrought. So would we have it for our master's praise. But pomp and circumstance attend not signs that witness Christ, not wonders these, nor portents, but signs to challenge who had eyes to see. Sign, leading thought to that thing signified, the glory of Christ was wrought in Galilee, no man perceiving, only the disciples. And they, at the first sign he gave, believed. They saw his glory manifest that day. Who but Messias would such bounties pour? Who else could subvert nature's usual ways? Not proof that Christ wrought with us all those signs, for confirmation of an earlier faith, but proof of fitness, challenge on the threshold, to him would tread the Christian's difficult way. Behold a mystery. Canst thou believe that water at the word of Christ was wine? Nay, but, thou sayest, I know that Christ was good. There is none other by whom men are saved. But why these miracles, magicians' wonders, unworthy him in whose hand are our souls? Dost thou believe that Christ wrought many signs, made dumb to speak, the blind receive their sight, the lame to leap, and for the poor poured forth the treasures of his wisdom? I believe. Today must catechumen sure respond, else what is left? A holy man of God, the great exemplar of our halting lives? Aye, but how follow? Birds show how to cleave the air with rapid wing, but can we so? But Christ doth more, you say. He is the way he shows. We walk in him, and when we fall, we cry on him for help and go secure. Why, hear a miracle more potent, subtle, than water turned to wine, or sudden lull of that tempestuous sea. Whether is easier, saith Christ, to say, thy sins forgiven thee, or say, arise and walk? Lo, hear the test for measuring miracles. The easier sign arresting nature's law we stumble at, yet pray, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. O fools and slow of heart, the harder thing we glibly take on trust, but natural law must needs, we say, proceed in its due course. Blind that we are, what meaning have our words? We note a process, and we call it law. Yet not one law that guides the universe, the law by which a leaf takes shape, a worm erects those spades of his to dig his way, not the least law by which the worlds consist is manifest to men. All's mystery. Only in Christ no mystery we allow. He shall nor do nor be more than man can, else we will none of him. Yet there be tests whereby to try each several miracle. Is it indeed of Christ? Not baby play of measuring ocean with a spoon to say water how much, nor meting out his works by our infantine lore of natural law. But doth each sign we read of show his glory? Not pomp of power, splendor of attribute. His glory is his goodness. Let but show for man such value as counts not of things. Simplicity and courtesy and kindness, fitness for the occasion, apt response to need that claimed the act. By these we know whether here be of Christ a very sign. As naturalist from some small bone constructs in his thought the mighty mammoth, so each sign whereby Christ manifests himself implies the whole, and we behold his glory full of grace and truth. Our Master, give us grace to read thy sign, nor stumble o'er that water turned to wine, which on the threshold of that door thou art obstructs. Lest we too lightly choose our part, and when temptation cometh, fall away, nor garner any fruit on harvest day. An old man, Having slept 100 years, wakes up. What age of miracle appears the world to have overta'en? By magic art, each speaks to each 1,000 leagues apart. Nay, tones are caught and kept 1,000 years, and men long dead shall speak as to their peers. Should he go sleep another century, in miracle for him no mystery. So had the world advanced to understand how slight a thing 'tis matter to command, compared with that high mastery of their mind compels perforce the allegiance of mankind.